The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
We begin our interview with an excerpt by the internationally famous American composer that was James Barnes. Apropos for this interview, as our guest will be working with James Barnes this weekend. Welcome to Dr. Monty Grisey, who is director of the Lake Agassiz Concert Band, a group that has been in existence since 1987. Welcome to Main Street.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you on the program. Before we talk about James Barnes, an incredible composer. By the way, back in high school, I was playing the music of James Barnes, mm-hmm. and that was in the 1960s, mm-hmm. And he was famous then. This is quite an event. Tell us about the Lake Agassiz Concert Band.
Well, the Lake Agassiz Concert Band is made up of community members, professionals, music teachers, professional people in the community doing all sorts of different things, and we all come together once a week to create great music together. And we do four large performances every year in our season. And it's just a really great group of people that work at a really high a level. They're very serious about their music making, and they do a really wonderful job.
You know, it seems that there's a renaissance, if you would, of concert bands that are organizing now more than ever, it seems like, because you have all of those students from junior high, from high school who played in concert band, from university, and a lot of them put their instruments away and now are getting those instruments out, dusting them off, and have a great desire to play great music. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. And that's actually one of my music, my missions. I am a music teacher, and I taught in the public schools for several years, and now I teach music at Minnesota State Moorhead. And that's one of my missions to, when I go out in the public schools and work with the students, I always say there's always, you know, you may not be looking at a professional music career, but there are these opportunities to keep music in your life for your whole life, and that's a really important thing, and that's one of the messages we send as a group as well, is that these opportunities still continue, and there are many groups around that in our area that are performing and around the country. You're right, they're everywhere.
What a great opportunity to get back into the arts after mm-hmm. you've been in your job for a while or
right.
gotten married or the kids have graduated and grown up. At the same time, tough to keep those embouchures in shape,
yeah.
isn't it?
It can be, yeah.
The Lake Agassiz Community Band, one of 25 groups selected to perform James Barnes' Ninth Symphony. Now, James Barnes, an internationally known composer, and I truly mean that. His works are performed around the world. I program them on my show all the time, and truly, what a great honor. How did the selection process come about for the Lake Agassiz Community Band to have this great opportunity?
Well, when I took over with the Lake Agassiz Band about 4 years ago, and we were talking about many different opportunities and things to look at, performance opportunities, places to play, and these commissioning opportunities. And the opportunity came up to participate in James Barnes's ninth and final symphony commission. And I shared this with our board members and said, This might be a really great opportunity, first of all, because he is a world-renowned composer and we know him, and he has made a huge impact on the wind repertoire. So that would be a great opportunity to get involved in. And so that was the connection we made, and I contacted them and They agreed to have us be part of the commissioning process, and so they were. So that's how it got started, and we made our connection with them.
Now, the Ninth Symphony is a massive work, indeed a work that requires 70 musicians to perform. Did you have to augment the Lake Agassiz group to do that?
Surprisingly, no. That the group is well outfitted. We have a large ensemble of really great players. I had to get an additional harp. We don't traditionally play with a harpist, but we do have one for this performance. And it also calls for a soprano soloist, vocal soloist, which we'll be bringing in as well. But really, those are the only musicians that are extra. Actually, we traditionally only have two oboes, but there's a third oboe part that's very important in this too. But that's really it. The group is well outfitted. It's a great performing ensemble.
Now, James Barnes, born in Oklahoma, but has spent four decades in Kansas, where he was he was both educated at the University of Kansas and then spent, am I correct in this, four decades as a conducting professor?
I believe that's correct, yes. I believe he was there that entirety. Yep.
Yeah. A figure whose music I cannot believe of, can't think of anybody in junior high or concert or high school or even university that at some point in their life, if they played in concert band, did not play a work.
That's right.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds of compositions.
Yes, and when I was coming up, it's always a name that's been present in my musical background. I've always known that name. So it was exciting to have this opportunity to get to work with him.
So now that we're a few days away from this, we'll talk about that later. But are the members of the ensemble, are they excited to play with James Barnes to work with James Barnes, or are they a little bit intimidated?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't believe that they're intimidated. I think they're very excited. We've been anticipating this for over a year now, and kind of building up to it, getting familiar with his music. Every performance last year, we programmed one Barnes piece just to prepare the audience and prepare ourselves for his orchestration and his voicing and all of that, and just to get his voice in our ears before we tackled the symphony. And so I think they're very much ready and excited about this.
If you just tuned in, this is Scott Prebis. I am talking with Dr. Monty Grisey, who on Sunday, November 17th, along with the Lake Agassiz Concert Band, will be performing music by the internationally known composer James Barnes. This is a big deal. This performance taking place at Horizon Middle School in Moorhead. Am I correct?
That's correct.
At 3:00. Now, I have to ask you, in the list of accomplishments in your life, where do you rate this event?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I'm not sure how to answer that, actually, because, you know, there's a completion of my musical degrees and things like that, which were high benchmarks. But from a artistic standpoint, this is really an important occasion for us as a group and a community to be a part of the creation of a really great work of art and bring it to the community with the composer there actually conducting, so we get that primary source of interpretation. So I think it's a very high of high importance to me and to the organization as a high achievement.
I might add that the Lake Agassiz Community Band is one of only 25 groups selected to perform this Ninth Symphony, and only one of two community bands. Am I right?
That is right. Yeah, there's only two community bands that got into the commissioning project, the consortium, and you know, I spoke with James Barnes about that a little bit, and when I was preparing the piece, I'm preparing them in rehearsal for his arrival, and I said, this is such a great piece. It seems like you really wrote it for us. I mean, it's really hitting on all cylinders for us. And he said, I knew I was writing for those groups as well as those university groups. So I really wanted to give them, I wanted to make it right for them and a great piece for them. And he really did. It's fantastic.
Well, Dr. Monty Grisey, congratulations. This is an accomplishment of epic proportions. Again, Sunday, November 17th at 3 o'clock at Horizon Middle School at their Fine Arts Center. This is the Lake Agassiz Community Band, a wonderful concert band performing in concert with James Barnes. This is a big deal. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to go out with some music by James Barnes.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.